Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by ReadyGo Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Expats Exposed podcast. This is episode 16. Right now, we're still, unfortunately, under some kind of restrictions, depending where you are. Maybe you cannot even go to the country or the region outside where you are. I know like places like Ontario in Canada, and also where I am now in Brazil, my country, there are like terrible restrictions. But I think we should try to think about the positive, try to see the positive side now. I've heard great news lately. I've heard that, I saw in the news that like New York City is going to reopen in very soon, I think next month. I've also heard that like Europe is planning to reopen for the summer 2021, this summer. And yeah, and the vaccine is reaching a lot of people. Still, unfortunately, it's quite slow in a lot of countries, but it's reaching a lot of people. And yeah, I think it's gonna look much better in the next couple of months. So unfortunately, right now, a lot of us, you know, cannot travel, which is normal. But I think things are going to get better perhaps by the summer 2021 or, you know, towards the end of the year. We're going to have the Olympics. The Summer Olympics in Tokyo is going to happen. I really thought that it was not going to happen, but it will. So we're going to have the Olympic Games in Tokyo in June, in a month. Yeah, I think June, July. So yeah, I think things are going to get better, hopefully. But let's try to imagine, like, when things get back to normal or whatever that normal is, what countries or what cities, what travel destinations would you choose to go to? When you think about traveling, and when you plan to travel, when you plan your trip somewhere, what kind of destinations do you usually pick? And how do you choose these destinations? Is it because of the history? Because it's a hot tourist spot? Or is it because of the culture, the language, the food, the cuisine, the people, shopping opportunities? How do you choose a place you usually go to? And more specifically, do you usually choose a place which is a very popular tourist destination, a city, a big city, or a region, like a beach resort? Do you choose it when it's like because of, you know, the reviews, because it has those Instagrammable places? Or do you usually choose somewhere usually calmer, or a place that perhaps people are not talking about that much? So try to think about that. I was thinking actually about that. And I was thinking about places that we usually go to, but they're not among the most popular places in the world. Okay, so I was thinking about that the other day, and I was talking to some friends. And yeah, like, I think that there are some places that they don't get like that many tourists, but they are places that are amazing and places that are much better than, I don't know, a tourist ranking board or whatever, you know. We call them, of course, underrated places. So there are some underrated travel destinations, and that's what I would like to talk today about. And I'm not doing this alone. It's going to be a solo episode, but with a little help from some friends. So I got like three friends to help me and say, in their opinion, what is the most underrated travel destination for them. And I'm going to talk about two places, actually. I'm going to talk about a country and a city. So I will start talking about the first country. And just before I say this, sorry, I just want to say that I checked what were the most visited countries in the world just before the pandemic and the most visited cities. So I'm going to go through this list just so we see, like, in numbers, okay, the top visited, you know, countries in the world. So first of all, let's start with the countries. So top, I'm going to read it in order, like from first to 10th. So France, Spain, the US, China, Italy, Turkey, Mexico, Germany, Thailand, and the UK. France is number one with 89.4 million people that visit the country. International tourists, of course, in the beginning of 2020. It was before the pandemic. And then I checked the cities, the most visited cities. And let's start with number one, which is, I thought it was going to be Paris, but it's actually Bangkok. So Bangkok won, and then Paris, of course, London, Dubai, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, New York City, Istanbul, Tokyo, and number 10, Antalya, I don't know how to say that, in Turkey, with 12.4 million people. So these are like places that are really well known. They're really popular travel destinations. And just as a matter of fact, I was watching the news about like how things are going to turn out in Europe, you know, because if Europe is closed for the summer, that's going to be a big problem, because some countries, they're highly dependent on international tourists, like, you know, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Greece. So if France, of course, so if they're closed for the summer, then again, because I mean, last year they were partially closed, but then they opened and it was better, but still. So I was watching the news, and I was also talking to some friends who live in these cities. And the funny thing is that some of these cities, like Rome, like Lisbon, Madrid, Barcelona, you know, the biggest cities, it's interesting because the downtown area is kind of empty, because the downtown area of these cities is just full of Airbnbs, full of hotels, hostels, you know, bed and breakfast, and restaurants and shops that cater for these people, the tourists, not the locals, because unfortunately prices got high in prices went up in these places. So unfortunately, a lot of the locals left these places, and the places are full of tourists. But what's happening now, what happened during COVID, is that you saw like Fontana di Trevi in Rome empty with like four people. And you know, this would never happen in like any time in the, no, even in, during the winter time, it would never happen. And you'd see like Lisbon with like nobody in the downtown area, or Barcelona as well. So it's just something for us to think about, of like, okay, these are, you know, the hot spots, but how authentic, and how, I mean, of course, you know, they're like beautiful places. I've been to all of these cities. I love them. But again, how, are you the kind of person who wants to go to these places, which is going to be probably packed during the summer and during, you know, other times of the year, or you want to go somewhere that it's not going to be so full of tourists and English speaking, you know, shops, people in shops and stuff like that. So it's just something to think about. So I'll start talking about the country for me. So in 2019, kind of a year before the pandemic, I traveled to Vietnam. And I don't know, maybe for some people, Vietnam is not is a very well known place, or it's a hot tourist destination. But when people think of Southeast Asia, they first think about Thailand, and then the Philippines, I would say, because of all the islands, the beaches, and everything. Vietnam, for me, coming from South America, was a place that like I had heard like not much, you know, about the country, the cuisine, the culture, and everything. But then when I was living in China and I had like a Chinese New Year break, I decided to travel to Vietnam because of some videos on YouTube. And I had been to Thailand and the Philippines before, and I wanted to go to another country. And then I checked like some videos on YouTube. I was reading about the history and everything. And when I travel, I like to go to places where there's at least some history, you know. I'm not a big fan of like these super modern technological, you know, cities and places. I mean, I like that, but that's not going to be the reason why I'm going to travel somewhere. I also like the beaches and stuff, but because I come from a country where, you know, you have, I don't know how many kilometers of like beautiful beaches, and it's in the northeast of Brazil, it's summer, kind of summer all year round, and it's warm beaches, beautiful. So it's not like, wow, I usually go to a place where it snows or something like that. I mean, yeah. But so Vietnam was a place that I decided to go to. I flew to Hanoi, the capital city in the north, and I spent a couple of days there, and it was just fantastic. Like, I was not expecting that. I was really not expecting. The cuisine is just insane. Like, I went on a food tour. I found it on TripAdvisor, and I went on a food tour with like five other tourists, and we just, you know, went to like stopped at places to eat the spring rolls, the salads, the pork, the bun, I forgot the name now. Hanbao. No, not Hanbao. Hanbao is Chinese. But yeah, you know, the traditional bread with pork inside. I forgot the name. We had the egg coffee, which is really typical there in Vietnam, especially in Hanoi. And it was just like, I loved everything. Every single day I would leave the hotel and just try something different because everything was just amazing. The culture, like I didn't know much about the culture and about its history, you know, with China and everything. And the French there, and you can see a lot of that in Hanoi, you know. I really wanted to go to Ho Chi Minh City as well, or Saigon, but I didn't have the time. But I went to Nha Trang, which is a city. It's like a beach town, and it's full of Russian and Chinese tourists. And I wanted to go there just to chill, like for 3 days at the beach, and that's what I did. I met up with a friend there, Leo. And then we, you know, I flew back to China. But yeah, Vietnam, in my opinion, is perhaps the most underrated country that I've ever visited. And I was really not expecting that. All right. So to start today, I want to ask a friend to give her opinion about an underrated place. And my first friend is Nikki. She is on Instagram, Nikki Posts Stuff. Right now, Nikki is in Turkey, but she spent a year in Georgia, in Europe. And Nikki sent me an audio message, and I'm going to play it for you with her most underrated place.
Hi, Edu, it's Nikki. So I wanted to just say something about El Salvador. So I went there in 2012, and, you know, I actually had never met anyone who had been there. Most people that talk about El Salvador say how it's so dangerous or there's nothing there. But I ended up going with a friend and we completely fell in love with El Salvador. When we were in San Salvador in the capital, so many people came up to us and they were like, oh, be careful with your cameras, because we had big cameras. Like, watch out, watch out. But honestly, like, everyone was watching out for us than what we needed to watch out for. Like, so many people were watching out for us and had our back and kept coming up to us and saying, like, you know, trying more to protect us than anything. And that was in San Salvador. And there's also like amazing things to see. We randomly stumbled upon going to a lucha libre, like the wrestling with the masks and everything. And it was amazing. It was just like in this garage with all these old cars around. Like, it was very like a homemade lucha libre with, you know, like maybe 40 or 50 people there. So it was a really cool experience. And then we went outside of the city to a few other cities. But our favorite one was called Huayua. And the nature was amazing. Like, we just took walks and hikes around the city, like outside of the city, and they had huge waterfalls. And honestly, my friend and I were like, man, maybe we should look for an apartment and just stay here, because everyone was so nice. Like, we made friends with everyone in the town. We like went to a Mexican restaurant to sing karaoke and like shut the place down and became best friends with everyone who worked there. It just, for me, felt like one of the most authentic, really genuine experiences of travel, because like we made genuine connections with the people there. And even when we were leaving the country to cross the border to go into Guatemala next, the border guards were just like, oh, like, how did you enjoy El Salvador? And we were like, oh my God, we loved it. And we did this and we did this and we love it so much. And we kept saying all these good things and they got so excited and they're like, oh, next time you come back to El Salvador, like come and stay with my family and stay on the farm. And here's some calendars. They were giving us all these gifts. Like, for us, El Salvador was like 110 from the time we entered until the time we left. And unfortunately we were only there for like, you know, maybe 5 days to a week, but I would absolutely love to spend more time there.
Thank you very much, Nikki. That was really nice. I really don't know much about El Salvador, and it's definitely an underrated country. And I'd have to say that, like, from the countries in that area, like in, you know, kind of Central America and stuff, like I think Costa Rica and Panama are usually well known for like being very popular among as retirement destinations. There is the DR, Jamaica, Cuba, and of course Mexico, but Honduras as well. But El Salvador, I don't know much about it. So it's really nice to know that it's a lot of nature, and it's people are friendly and everything, and that people were really like welcoming and wanted to take care of, you know, use this like because of the, you know, being the somewhere that is perhaps not, you know, the safest place in the world. But that's the thing with, that's my personal opinion now. A lot of countries in Latin America are unfortunately not that safe, and I think that's what makes them not as popular as other countries in the world with amazing nature as well, you know, because like there are places like Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, you know, Bolivia in South America like that. In some areas, of course, you got to be careful and you got to, you know, watch out for your stuff. But again, I don't know how dangerous that they really are. You know, it's just what we hear about. So it's good, Nikki, that you were able to go there with your friend and you just have this brilliant message about El Salvador and how amazing it is. I definitely need to explore because I don't know much about these countries in Central America. I know a few in South America, of course, but not in Central America. So thanks a lot, Nikki. The next person I invited is my friend Susanna. She is, oh, by the way, Nikki is American, okay? And yeah, Susanna is from Slovakia, but she currently lives in the Czech Republic. She actually recorded an episode here, is episode 15, where she talks about living in the Czech Republic. She lives very close to Prague, so you can listen to that there. So let's listen to my friend Susanna.
Okay, so the most underrated place I have ever been to is Taiwan. And I went there in the summer of 2019 and I worked there for a month as an English teacher. And actually I had never thought about going there before, even though I lived in China, but I don't think that people talk about Taiwan so much, but it's such a great place to go for a holiday because there are mountains, there are beaches, like the climate is pretty pleasant if you go in the autumn or in the spring, and the people are super nice. So I would say it's like better China in a way. So I think, yeah, that's the most underrated place I have ever been to. And I would definitely like to go back because it has a lot to offer. Also, when it comes to culture, for example, I think there is more culture than in China because people still cherish the traditions and all that, you know, but in China, it's kind of the opposite. I would say that they are trying to, I don't know, like get westernized quite a lot. But in Taiwan, you can feel basically the, like, you know, the religion and so on. And yeah, so I would say that this is the place I would like to go to again.
And Taiwan is actually a very popular destination among English teachers and expats in general who go to Asia. Taiwan is really, really popular among them because they say that, you know, the lifestyle is really nice. It's good, it's beautiful, and it's very easy to blend in and to, you know, settle down there and you know, so yeah, that's great. Thanks a lot, Susanna. The next friend I invited is Art. Art is from the YouTube channel Gringo Nation. He's been here in my podcast. I think it's episode 3 or 2. I don't remember now. But I think it's 3. Well, you're going to see it there. He talks about living in Georgia, in Europe. So you can check out his episode as well. But Art sent me a message talking about what is the most underrated place he's ever visited.
Hey, Edu, you know that I just spent the last year in the country of Georgia. So how could I name any other place as the most underrated in the world in terms of travel? Georgia is up and coming in tourism, and I can see why. It really has everything from mountainous regions to lakes. You have the Black Sea coast there in case you want to take a dip in the sea. Tbilisi, one of the the highest qualities of life you can get for a capital city with a very low cost of living. The rents I paid there were insane. Like, I've never paid that less in rent in my life. It was really affordable, amazing food. The people are honest. You never feel like you're getting scammed or anything. I've had some of the best food in my life in Georgia. And a lot of people don't know this, but Georgia is the birthplace of wine. So, of course, they have amazing wines for really cheap as well. I mean, you could spend, I spent a whole year in Georgia and I left with there being even more to see. I want to come back and see it all, but I would definitely recommend Georgia as the most underrated country in travel today.
Thanks a lot, Art. Thanks for your message. Yeah, I have to agree with Art because Art recorded here for the podcast, but also we recorded some videos for my YouTube channel, Ready Go Expat, and also his YouTube channel, Gringo Nation. I mean, on his YouTube channel, you can see a lot of, videos about Georgia, and I recorded a few for my channel. I did some research with like 11 facts about Georgia that you probably didn't know, and also why you should consider traveling to Georgia and stuff like that. So I learned a lot about Georgia, and it is definitely somewhere I'm gonna go after the pandemic because not only it's so cheap to, rent an Airbnb, rent an apartment there, a studio, one bedroom apartment, but also the food is amazing. Like you can see it from Art's videos. The food is amazing. It as he said, it's the birthplace of wine. And there's a lot of like history and the culture as well is just amazing. Like I definitely want to go to Georgia. So if you're curious, you can watch videos on Gringo Nation's YouTube channel, Art's YouTube channel, or also on my YouTube channel, I have a video with Nikki and Art. So yeah, these are three amazing places actually. And I've never been to El Salvador, nor Taiwan, nor Georgia, so I definitely want to go there. And I mentioned in the beginning of this episode that my most underrated travel destination in the country was that I picked was Vietnam. And by the way, the picture on on the cover of this episode, you see I have no hair. I was kind of crazy. I don't know. It was as I said, during the Chinese New Year when I went there, and that's actually in Vietnam. In the you see the building there, the name it's Ho Chi Minh's mausoleum. It's a beautiful square and everything. So you can see on the picture there, I had no hair because I was just like, ah, you know what? I'm going on holidays. I'll change. I need to change something. And that's what I did. But yeah, so to finish off, I want to say one of the most underrated cities I've ever been to, and it is called Vienna. Now, some of you might say, come on, Vienna is quite popular, blah, blah, blah. But if you think about like Europe and if you think of like Western Europe, you got those really popular cities like Barcelona, Madrid, Lisbon, Paris, London, Amsterdam, Paris. But then, when you think of like Eastern Europe, you've got Prague, Budapest, Istanbul. So, but people don't talk about Vienna that much. Vienna is amazing. Like, I remember that I went there 20 years ago. Okay, like yeah, 18 years ago at least. So I was like in my early 20s, and I went there because I had two friends who lived in Vienna. They were students at that time, so I went there to visit them. And but yeah, but it was not like on my list to visit. I just went there because I had friends in Vienna, Bratislava. So why not? So I visited them, and I was shocked when I saw the city. Like the in some ways, it reminds me of Paris. Okay, maybe because of how big and like imponent the maybe because of like how big and beautiful the buildings are, and you see the public transportation is just amazing. You got like the streets, everything is so organized. They're like wide streets, wide avenues. The food is really good as well. And also like, okay, this is because I was with some friends there, but the people were really, really nice as well. But I remember because I was in my early 20s, we went to like some night outs there, and we were just walking back like 5 in the morning, eating street food, and and just drinking and, you know, meeting people. And it was just so much fun. I was shocked how beautiful the city is of Vienna. And I would say that it's a nice trip if you're planning to go there, to go to Vienna, Bratislava, and Prague, because these are three really nice cities, you know, three completely different cities, I have to say. Like, Prague is like a dollhouse, you know. Bratislava is kind of a mix of, like, you know, it's Eastern, Western Europe, but also a bit like dark, I would say, with the castles and everything as well. But it's nice. And Vienna is just this Paris mixed with Madrid. And I don't know. I just thought, you know, Vienna is people don't talk much about Vienna. Okay. So that's it. I want to know what about you? Like, what do you think? What are the most underrated travel destinations in your opinion? And while I was doing this, recording this, I actually thought about the most overrated travel destinations, because we talked about really popular cities here. So what is the most overrated travel destination? That's something that I'm going to do for next episode for sure. Guys, I hope you like this episode. It's good to talk about, you know, because we cannot travel. So it's kind of good to talk about other places so that we kind of dream about traveling. Hopefully it's going to be over soon. We're going to be able to travel soon and things are going to get back to normal. Thank you very much for listening. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats, and travel guides, go to youtube.com/readygoexpats.